Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 7 of the World of Goldcraft. As always, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As always, we'll talk about what I did this week in terms of goldmaking, what's been happening with the game, and we'll have a discussion point related to goldmaking, which this week will be about market progression in terms of viewing gold making in the language of normal endgame progression in World of Warcraft. What is the endgame and how do you get there? So that's going to be interesting for a lot of you, I hope. In terms of what I did this week, I've been doing much of the same of what I have been doing for a long time. Crafting professions are still doing well. I haven't crafted too many Darkmoon decks lately, so my sales there have slowed down. On the plus side, I've been getting some absolutely massive sales in BOE flipping. Like, that market is going amazing for me right now, which is awesome. I had the highlight was selling an item level 390 with Socket of the Bloody Experimenter's wraps. I sold them for 750k and I bought them for 460, so that's 290,000 gold in pure profit. That's pretty amazing. I also sold two other BOEs for more than 300k each. So that's like 1.4 million in sales on three items, which is pretty amazing. And that's obviously one of the goals you want to work towards, is getting into high-end flipping markets, because you can make so much gold. Like, that's I think my profit on the two other ones were not as much, so maybe 50 to 100k on each of those. But that's still 500k profit on three auctions, which is absolutely crazy. One thing I have done this week is I've started using Sniper again, because I wanna see how that works. I haven't run Sniper in a long time because I've been focusing on multi-realm flipping instead. But I want to try out Sniper again, see how it looks in TSM4. Mostly so far I've just been sniping materials, because I can just use the same shopping operation I use for material flipping to snipe, which is amazing. Been getting not a lot of other items of any note yet, but hopefully I will. I have sniped some pretty crazy deals back in the day, so I'm hoping I can do that again. In terms of what's happened with the game, there's not a lot of interesting news this week, at least that I've picked up. Like, the biggest thing that was announced is probably the Blizzard have been giving away 3-day trials for BFA. So that indicates that subscriber counts are falling, and Blizzard needs to do some promotion to keep up the subscriber base. I don't think it's hard to tell if that's like gonna have an impact on gold making. I don't see how it would. They may add some more or combine some more servers, but ultimately, like, there's still going to be a market. There's still a large amount of players playing the game. So I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. We're in the first content lull as well, or sort of content lull, as Uldir has been out for a while. And most players will probably like be sort of finished with raiding and looking for something else to do. this has an advantage as well, of course, because you can sell to those players, as they'll be looking to do stuff like level alts, or the ones that are staying around, they'll be leveling alts, they'll be buying cosmetic items. So you can sell mounts, you can sell transmog. All of those markets are what I'd be focusing on right now. As I said, I don't think there's going to be like a massive impact on gold making from the subscriber base falling. It's been like that's been happening in most expansions anyway. So yeah, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. The newest PTR build added a couple of mounts and pets, and while we don't know anything really, we don't know a lot about them. Some of the mounts are dropping from like rares and Darkshore, etc. There may be some gold making opportunities, particularly if any of them are hidden behind like any of the secret hunts that Blizzard have been adding, because some of those have required items that are crafted before, like the Shadow Weave masks and some potions, and those have been like really great profit opportunities. So we may see something similar again, but at this point we don't know. So there's not a lot of news about the game as far as gold making goes that we haven't, that I have picked up at least. There may be something I've missed, of course. But at this point, it's looking like what I discussed last week. It's like the big thing, like get Marks of Honor if you have one of the armor professions, so you can get all of the new Sinister Combatant recipes as soon as possible. That's like the main thing to do. So that's it for the game and for my week. So let's dive into the discussion point for this week. So as I said, we're going to talk a little bit about market progression. And this is can be a very important one, because this will help you figure out like which markets to focus on, which is something that a lot of players are wondering about. Like, what markets, how do I make gold? That's the broader question, but the more specific question is, of course, which markets can I enter and expect to make gold and expect to make my start actually increasing my liquid gold quickly? So gold making will follow a progression towards ever more profitable markets. And when I say profitable markets, I'm talking about in terms of raw gold profits. The most gold you can make will almost always be flipping high-end items like the BOEs I mentioned at the beginning. Like there's nothing in crafting that will ever beat like being able to make 300k off of one item. That's just not going to be the case. So those are always going to be the most efficient ways to really make gold. Like if you have enough gold, you can do that. Just flip high-end BOEs across like 10 realms. You can just like scan for underpriced item level 390s and then repost them and then go to the next realm. And it's super time efficient. You don't have a lot of auctions to manage. And every time you get a sale, you're probably making 100k plus. But when you're starting out, you can't do that because capital will be like the major limiting factor here. So you need to focus on markets that don't tie up a lot of capital, so you can quickly earn your gold back and reinvest it. The main methods used here are typically farming, which requires zero capital outlay. It just requires you to spend your time. You can also do fast-selling crafting markets like gems, food, enchants, and possibly the enchanting shuffle, where you turn like cloth into enchanting materials through crafting a bunch of bracers or something else, depending on the expansion. Because all of these will produce items that have relatively high sale rates, which is really, really important when you don't have a lot of gold. Because you'll essentially be limited by your gold. Like you'll find 10 good deals on materials and you'll have spent all your gold. So you need to use, when you're spending 10k, it's like so easy to spend 10k on good deals on any auction house in the game. So you want to spend those 10k on whichever items are likely to sell out the quickest, because then you get your 12k back, or whatever profit margin you can get. Maybe you can get 100% profit margin and you can get 20k back, but you want to get it back fast so that you can invest it in more deals of the same kind. You can also do my personal favorite, which is material flipping, but this requires a bit of capital. Like you can't do that with 500 gold. So if you're that low, if you're like below 10k, you're probably, your best bet is to spend a bit of time farming. Just pick up herbalism or mining and spend like an hour or two running one of the popular herbing or mining routes, and you should have enough gold to get started on the auction house, or enough materials to sell and then get started on the auction house. Because I like to advocate that you start on the auction house as quickly as possible, because you need to learn and get comfortable with markets that only focus on the auction house, because that's where all the real money is. And that's where you can make money that scales much better than farming, because farming doesn't actually scale. You can just spend more time farming, but you can never increase your gold per hour unless you add like a multi-boxing setup. But that's not the case for a lot of auction house based methods, where you can actually increase your gold per hour substantially once you have more capital available. Because you can focus on markets that are much higher profit per item in terms of pure gold. So this is where I think you should be headed, towards like the high-end flipping markets, because that's where all of the largest profits in the game are possible. So, as I said, like long term, your goal is to only spend time on the highest gold per hour markets, which will be, it can be high end crafted goods like crafted mounts, or some high end crafted transmog. And it will also typically be high end flipping markets, which is where like the most of the richest players in the game are earning their money. At least the ones that are actually focused on gold making methods. We're not going to include players doing a lot of raid carries or selling PvP services or something like that. And the high-end flipping markets, it'll be rare transmog. That requires a decent, quite a large stock. It can be TCG mounts, expensive battle pets, and of course, the probably the main one for me is like the epic BOE endgame items. Because players are willing to pay a really large amount of gold to get good BOE, so you can, and it's very hard for players who get them dropping to figure out how much is this item worth. Like, how much is an item level 390 Bloody Experimenter's reps worth? If you just get it dropping from a raid and you're not into gold making at all, you'll probably be thrilled with getting 460k for it. You'll probably be like, holy shit, I got 460k for this item. That's so much gold. I've never seen so much gold. That's like 3 tokens at the current prices. Whereas I just saw an underpriced deal and bought it instantly. So that's sort of what I think the endgame should be. So let's like compare gold making progression to the endgame World of Warcraft progression. So you can see one way we can look at this is we can view our total amount of liquid gold as our gear. As the liquid gold we have will allow us to actually invest in markets, and if you don't have enough gold, then you can't actually enter some of the high-end markets. The obvious example is that if you don't have 500k gold, then you can never invest 500k in a really expensive BOE to try to flip it, like I did. But you'll also have the problem that a lot of these markets will have relatively low sale rates. Like, it's going to take... you won't sell your BOEs in a day. You'll sell it in a week, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks. So you need a lot of BOEs posted on the auction house if you want to get steady sales, which is really important if you want to actually make gold. So the amount of gold you have will determine what markets you can actually profitably enter. So first you need to gear up by getting your liquid gold up. So this means focusing on lower total profit markets to get some gold to play around with. And when I talk about total profit, I mean the amount of gold you can gain. I'm not talking about profit margin, because profit margin is a lot less important in a lot of cases than you may think. The reason is, like, I can make maybe I can make 300 to 500% profit if I craft the Mist of Pandaria PvP gear that sells for transmog reasons. And it's a great market. It's easy to craft a lot of items. You'll typically get a couple of sales per repost cycle. But the profit margin is 3 to 5 times crafting cost, and it can even be higher. But that's still just a couple of thousand gold per item. Whereas the profit margin on a high-end BOE, you can maybe get like 30, 40, 50% profit margin, and that will be equal to like 100,000 gold, which is way, way more. Which is the massive advantage of these markets, because even if your profit margin isn't massive, you'll still be making a ton of gold from just the raw value of the item. It has such a high value and such a high selling point that you'll make a lot more gold this way than you would with pretty much any other method. So that's why we want to focus on getting our liquid gold up as quickly as possible. This is also obviously the entire point of gold making. We want more liquid gold. Whether you want this to buy tokens or just as bragging rights or just because you find gold making fun is sort of up to you. I'm sure you can guess that I do this because I find it extremely interesting and fun and rewarding to just get better at gold making. But then as your gold increases, you can afford to tie up larger and larger amounts in slow moving markets that may have higher raw profits. This is sort of the key to high-end gold making. Because a lot of the high-end flipping markets rely on having a large number of items posted to ensure you get a couple of sales per day. But then you need to actually afford to have 30, 40 different BOEs in your inventory, which means you need to be able to actually afford 40 to 50 underpriced BOEs. That's a lot of BOEs, and that's a lot of gold, considering you don't really buy these below like 20, 30K. That's the cheapest. So you're looking at probably several million invested if you really want to get into a large-scale BOE flipping operation, which is a really large amount of gold. As I've said before on Twitter several times, like if one of your sales is a 300K profit BOE flip, then you don't really need a lot of sales. Because that's still going to drive like a significant amount of your actual gold making. So if we look at progression right now and markets, how they are right now, and just relate them to sort of the process of gearing up for the end game in the actual end game or PvE end game of World of Warcraft, I'd say that if you have less than 200K, you're sort of in the initial gearing up phase. You should focus on farming, especially if you like it, other quick selling crafting markets, material flipping. If you're at the low, really low end, then you probably need to farm. And you can also do the cooking material, the cooking vendor material flip, which does not require a lot of gold and sells surprisingly well. And as far as material flipping, I suggest focusing on the very high sale rate ones, especially Stringy Loins has been like the absolute main one for me. Maybe I've talked about it so much now that a lot of players know about it, but that's like the best material to flip in my opinion, especially if you have don't have a lot of gold, because it's relatively cheap, it sells really quickly, everything you're looking for in a material flip if you don't have a lot of gold. So that's the initial gearing. Then you have 200K to 1 million. That's where you're in the sort of dungeon gearing phase. You're maybe you're doing mythics. That's the analogy we're going with, at least. So at this point, you want to add as many of the BFA crafted markets as you can. You now have a lot of a decent amount of gold that you can tie up, especially in like medium sale rates markets, like honorable combatant gear, where you can sell 10, 20 items a week, even more than that. You can also look into Dark Moon cards. They're still selling well, but they do require a decent amount of capital, because you need to produce a lot of cards to actually get a finished deck, and you definitely need to get the Fathoms decks, because they sell for way, way more than the other decks. So if you're not producing enough cards to get like your expected number of Fathoms decks, then you're going to be losing gold there. You can also add some old world crafted markets. The one I mentioned earlier, like the Mists of Pandaria PvP crafted gear, you can start adding this. This market is by far best if you have all of the armor professions and can craft all of the items. The profit margin, as I said, for this market is generally quite good, but the sale rate isn't too high. But like every once in a while, someone will be buying up a bunch of transmog to like complete their wardrobe or whatever, and you'll sell like 10, 20 on a single day. But it's also it's not too expensive to get invested. You're probably not going to do this if you only have 200K, but once you're approaching like the higher end, if you're past like 800K, this can be a great market. You can spend 200 to 300K crafting up all of them probably, and then you'll just repost them and you'll get steady sales every day. You can also look into old world mounts, which are perfect for this amount of gold. The Panthers from Mists of Pandaria, Sky Golems, Vile of the Sands, the Choppers, the Rockets, there are a ton of them. They're mostly from engineering and jewel crafting, with, of course, Vile of the Sands coming from alchemy and the horrible grind for the recipe from archaeology. So you can just read my posts on all of those mounts and the Mists of Pandaria PvP gear if you want to get into those, if you're at this level. So at 1 million, this is where like the end game starts to come into play. You now have enough gold to start taking larger risks and to start going into higher end flipping markets. BOE flipping is something you can start here, but like on a large scale, you'll typically require more than 1 million to invest. I've invested probably, I don't have the numbers because I haven't checked them out, but I've invested way more than 1 million in BOEs. And I'm just now starting to get some proper sales. So I guesstimate that I've sunk 2 to 3 million gold into BOEs at least. And it's probably more than that. But at this point you can start, because it takes a while to build up like a large number of BOEs, and you'll still be doing everything that's been making gold for you. Although at this point you may start, you will start to want to get out of some of the lowest value markets. Like maybe you'll stop doing the cooking materials from the vendor, because they're just not worth your time. Or maybe there's some other markets where you're just like, this is taking too much time to restock and it's just not worth the profit. And then you just start investing in BOEs when they're cheap, if that's where you want to go. Like, this market is something you will have to learn for yourself. I haven't written a guide on the BFA BOE flipping yet, but I've written about it in Legion, and the same principle is, I still use the exact same principles, but it's just different items. But you're still looking for ones that are underpriced relative to either the region market price or your server's prices. And then once you get to about 5 million plus, that's like the next level. This is where you're at, like the top edge of gold making. So this is where you want to get into the absolute, all of the high-end flipping markets you can. Probably, you may want to start the second realm at this point, flipping battle pets. You want to start, this is where you can start making the really big bucks. So you can easily drop like 1 million gold on BOEs in a single day and probably not bat an eyelash. You should be comfortable investing a lot of gold, as you know that you can use the methods you initially used to get 5 million to get back up there. You can start getting into TCG pets that are really expensive. The highest end of BOEs, as I said, and probably high end mounts. TCG mounts, some of them are probably not in your wheelhouse yet, but some of them, I think some of them are in the 1 to 2 million price range. So a lot of these high-end markets, you can also go into like unobtainable items, which is something I don't dabble in at all, but I know that it can be profitable. But yeah, once you're here, it's time to start experimenting and just figure out what you can do with your gold. Maybe you like auction house PvP, like trying to screw up other players, posting, sniper baiting, stuff like that. Can also be pretty fun. So that's it. Like, that's the how I view progression, or that's just one view of how gold making progression can be seen. I think you should always like aim towards higher absolute gold profit markets. If you're making 100k per auction, that's going to be better than making 20k per auction, even if like the 20k is 100% profit margin and the 100k is just 10% profit margin. That's just how it is. You want to make as much raw gold as possible per auction if you can. So we're at the end of the show. If you enjoyed it and want more content, you can read all about gold making on my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show and get early access to all of the episodes, you can do so by supporting me on patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. I hope you enjoyed the show, and welcome back next week. Good night, guys.